With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Israeli military says its aircraft hit an ambulance on Friday, but that Hamas fighters were actually using that to carry weapons. Here's BBC's Mark Lowen.
Hamas says that 15 people were killed in that attack. Hamas says they're civilians. Israel says it was a Hamas terror cell. And they say, again, they have detailed evidence and maps showing that Hamas operates underground command centers underneath the Al-Shifa hospital.
That is BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. The Israeli military said the strike took place near a battle zone. Representative Mike Garcia, a member of the powerful House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, commented on FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony this week before a Senate panel that the terror threat to Americans has been elevated by the Israel-Hamas battle. Congressman Garcia warning that dozens of individuals on the terrorist watch list have crossed the border into the U.S.
We have now dozens of folks that are on the terrorist watch list that we know have gotten across. Some of them have been caught, some of them have not.
Congressman Garcia confirming the existence of so-called sleeper cells inside the U.S. affiliated with Hamas and Hezbollah. Heritage Foundation research fellow Nina Schaefer told the Salem Radio Network this week that Bidenomics is driving up the cost of health care. And when it comes to Medicaid, the policy, she says, is to ignore the fiscal and demographic challenges.
We know that the number of enrollees in Medicaid is almost at an all-time high. Spending is also increasing. This is why, you know, it is almost like a powder keg here. And this administration says, well, no, let's just add more people to the program and spend more taxpayer money. That'll solve everything.
The nation's employers slowed their hiring in October, adding a modest but still decent 150,000 jobs. It's taken as a sign the labor market may be cooling but remains resilient. This is SRN News. Children's doctors go all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of the oldest churches in America is getting a makeover. St. Nicholas Church is a Russian Orthodox house of worship on the outskirts of Alaska's biggest city, and it is packed with religious icons, gifted by czars and jewel-studded incense burners. But the 128-year-old log building has seen better days. A refurbishment project is being paid for with a $350,000 grant from the National Park Service. This is SRN News. Toyota is recalling more than 1.8 million RAV4s. The company announced on Wednesday it's recalling certain vehicles from the model years 2013 through 2018. More details from correspondent Norman Hall.
A recall of Toyota RAV4 SUVs is generating questions about where they should be parked. Toyota is not advising owners of 1.9 million recalled RAV4 SUVs to park them outdoors, even though U.S. safety investigators have 4 complaints about engine fires that can start with the vehicle's ignitions turned off. The recall was announced Wednesday by Toyota. It came as U.S. safety regulators were investigating engine fires caused by battery problems in RAV4s. Toyota is asking owners to take their vehicles to a dealer soon so technicians can make sure replacement batteries were installed properly. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.